everybody. Well, let's clear the day today. This is Ron Amatron, our Creation Lightship Healing Program. And tonight is Wednesday, November 9th, 2016. So let's clear the day here for everybody. And here we go. I'll count to 10 to release those numbers or date from you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll bring up the light beams, if you would. Bring them up, get them visible on your monitor screen or screens. We'll energize them for you to bring peace energy. Here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. This is male energy coming. Stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels pretty good. And now we'll clear an incident that you may have or situation, maybe a physical pain problem or something. So we can take away the one program that you're dealing with on that. And you might have some great relief. So here we go, taking off this one program, situation that you're looking at. Should be a timeline. We're releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We'll turn it over to our co-host. Are you out there, Michelle?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and welcome to everyone on Wednesday night. It's a big day in America, and I hope everyone's very peaceful about everything. And I know we're starting our weekend calls on Saturday again. So that will be the Saturday 4-hour call and then the Sunday 8-hour call. So that starts off our month. I'm glad to hear that coming up. Did you want to talk about that, Ron? And then we have another special call coming up this month as well.
We have the ongoing calls coming now. Well, the Saturday call, we do water charging for you. And it's a 4-hour call. We do 3 hours of healing. And then we do maybe an hour, we'll just say, of water charging for water containers. We have 1 week of charged water by the light beams. And each one is different for each day. They work consecutively together. So you start off with the first one, which typically would be for Sunday, unless you really needed it for Saturday. So you have water for 7 days after that. The 8-hour call on Sunday is normally a little more intense. We get rid of alien life forms that are living in you that you probably haven't seen or seen, as far as the reality to you, but they do exist. It was a YouTube video, a long time ago. I don't know if it's up or not, but they had somebody who was a prisoner. They did an x-ray of their head or something for whatever reason. An alien and they're moving around. So if you haven't seen that video, you might look it up. But maybe somebody online who's listening now could check it out on YouTube and see if it's still up there. Maybe you could tell us what you used to find it on YouTube. Like an x-ray, and they saw an alien in the person's head. Anyway, things like that happen. We release more energies out of your body that are maybe smaller, typically, than a whole body size individual, we'll call it, and probably like energetic life forms that are attached to you, live off of you, that you're a host, and live inside of you. Made in problems. So we do those on the 8-hour calls on Sunday. So we do 3 consecutive 8-hour calls. And the Sunday one starts at 10 o'clock Pacific. And then the Saturday show that we have is kind of nice. It's kind of more relaxed. It feels really good. Saturday one starts at 1 o'clock time. That's the 4-hour session call. So turn it back over to you. I could talk about the one on the 19th. So on the 19th, which is a Saturday at 11 o'clock, we're having a special pin removal call. So if you want to get on that, you purchase that during that week before. And then from there, I can send you out the codes for that. So typically I'll send the codes out maybe Thursday, Friday. So if I can get an email from you around that time that you purchased it, that would be great if you need the codes. It all depends how you logged into it. Sometimes people just go on the website. I think it's already posted there. It will send them to you, but if not, just send me an email. Oh, it'll be an interesting call, too. The two-hour call is $20. Back to you, Michelle.
Okay, great. So, yes, somebody actually wrote in, and they said that they feel that they had, let's see here, it says they thought they registered, but they never received anything, like a newsletter. So I know that you haven't sent out a newsletter yet, I believe. So if you feel you have registered, which means you gave a $20 PayPal donation, you just need that email to send to Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com. That is your receipt. And then when the time comes, and it'll be closer to the call, he will send you back the codes. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's right, Ron. That's usually how it goes.
Yep, I had a talk to a few people today, and they sort of had the same maybe vision or something that they maybe felt the energy of maybe more freedom or peace or something, but they sort of felt the energy of Donald Trump around them or something. I don't know if you're feeling that, but if you did, let me know. So give me, give us a text or something. CLS questions at Yahoo. You can just see if other people have felt that too. That's a little unusual. For me, it was very peaceful. Woke up about 2:00 in the morning and went on YouTube. That's where I'm looking and stuff. Something was there about maybe he won or something, I believe. Then I got woken up at 2:22 actually. And I was being hit with a lot of energy. Wait a minute, what's this here, Body's kind of jerking, and I find out that, looking at that, one of the satellites up there, U.S. satellites, were trying to hit me with something. It happened once before a long time ago in October, maybe 5 years ago. So I basically gave them an ultimatum to stop. 5 minutes, I went to this organization that I normally pop into, told them to stop it or else, and they cut it right off completely. So I guess they didn't want to lose their satellite. Whatever faction was out there didn't like that. That's probably holding space for the elections here. For me, when I woke up in the morning, it was very peaceful. It felt like I had released or got maybe like 2/3 of this heavy energy off of me that I was carrying for the last couple of weeks. So I felt pretty light this morning. So anyway, that's my experience here, and we'll turn it back over to you. Thank you, Michelle.
So, Ron, do you feel that it's generally a positive thing in the right direction that the new news today that we received is occurring?
Repeat that again.
Well, do you think that it's positive that Donald Trump got in as opposed to Hillary, considering what news you had given us several weeks ago when you said that that started off a major war? Is that finished now? And do you feel things?
Well, I feel better about it. I'm not saying that. I'm not judging it right or wrong, but that energy was there, and probably still is. And for me, I release a lot of the energy, so it got released from me anyway. So it feels better. Whatever was trying to, in a sense, attack me during the last few weeks is now and no longer there. But there's a lot going on. A lot of sleepless nights or being awakened anyway, even during the expo in New York and before that, it was like, shit, you wake up, at 2, 3, 4 in the morning and you're up for maybe a couple of hours or so, with this stuff. And normally that doesn't happen. So, this year it did. There's a lot going on, probably more than I even know about out there, of what I'm actually doing. But I think that phase may be over now, and maybe I'll be able to sleep good tonight. We'll find out if I sleep all the way through or not. I didn't appreciate, that satellite hit from the government here. You know, that was really shitty, you know. Whatever faction was there controlling that, that was, the ultimatum was there, and they crossed the line, and they would have lost their satellite. Anyway, back to you.
Okay. Well, we do have one of our listeners that wrote in, and they said that they are not feeling particularly good. I think maybe it says, I miss the earth and the earth lights, they say. So they're wondering that if they're feeling this way, is it because the earth light is off? And they're wondering if you could talk about it a little bit, about maybe is it normal that they're feeling not very good?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got that. Well, it all depends. Let's see. How would I say this here? It's kind of like the song Stairway to Heaven. You have two paths you can go by, okay? Oh, right away. In fact, I saw that. If you like that song, I saw it a few days ago by accident. I went to, Live Aid, I think is what it was called. They had a I think it was Live Aid. And they had a picture of Africa with like part of the guitar. It was probably in maybe the middle 80s, I think.
Yep, I remember that.
Remember that? So I somehow got into that. I don't know what. I like to listen to the old rock and roll stuff, and I clicked on it. Led Zeppelin was there doing that, and Phil Collins was on the drums for them and stuff. I mean, it was like, wow. I mean, it was like a lot of really beautiful energy coming off. If you're older, I don't know if you remember this or not. Maybe you're younger and you don't know, but when the song came out, Stairway to Heaven, I don't know exactly what year that was, okay? But I know, I think it was voted number one song of the year for about, I think, 3 or 4 years. You might know more about that than me, Michelle, but I know every year they had song of the year, that one would pop up. Number one, which was very unusual to have one song up year after year as the best song of the year. So that was interesting. But anyway, if you wanted to hear that, it's a very, very great performance of Led Zeppelin doing that. From there, talking about what your situation could be. So let's just say that I don't want to get into Democrats or Republicans, but I'll just kind of say it a different way, but we'll just say that you have a major, major timeline for the United States for Democrats and who these people are in the corporation, okay? Remember, this is a corporation. Then you have the Republicans also there. But this one major corporation has, say, the two parties, and they're probably even also divided off into corporations. So it depends what timeline you're on, okay? So maybe you somehow got stuck on the timeline of, we'll just say, without even knowing it or why, Democratic timeline. So all the people on a Democratic timeline are feeling a certain way, and the Republicans on the other side are feeling a different way, and you have what's going on within those two Democratic and Republican timelines, okay? You may have got hooked up a long time ago, maybe the first time you voted, if you voted. So now what you have is typically going into the news and stuff, you have the corruption of the Democratic Party. Then you have, I'm not saying that Republicans are any better, but at least they're not being held to stuff at this moment, okay? So have, in a sense, slavery on the one, which we've had a long time, and the other one is maybe a way to get out of slavery. You know, only time will tell. I'm not trying to judge one party or the other, but if you notice about the all those emails that people are reading from the WikiLeaks, and they are true because they're documented, you know, and well, just, you know, 650,000 emails, there's a lot of stuff there, and the sad thing is, you know, about the spirit stuff, you know, where they're doing satanic rituals and using, you know, what maybe Aleister Crowley stuff and all that. And, I dealt with Aleister Crowley for probably about 3 years, chasing him down, and boy, that thing was awful. I would say the strongest negative energy on the planet here he brought in for whatever reason or what he connected to or something. But anyway, so what you have there is rituals, you know. A lot of people do rituals. When you pray, you're doing a ritual. So that doesn't make you better than somebody else who maybe blood or does sacrifices of people or whatever they're doing there, you know. And so you have one faction doing that, which got caught, and the other one is probably just as bad. They didn't get caught yet, but the person there, Trump, is trying to bring forth a type of maybe sanity in situation. Now, naturally, he could do something bad too, but you know, I don't know. They never came up if he went to the Bohemian Grove or not. You know, I think both parties go there where they do the rituals. So mm-hmm. You know, who knows? But anyway. I'm not trying to say, you know, this is wonderful that he's elected, but it is change, and he wants to change the country. So if he stands on that, that's great. I don't think anybody else could because they're all politicians. Well, from my standpoint, looking at that, that's the way it would be. Remember, you know, it all depends how deeply you're involved in what timeline you're on with what, Democrat or Republican or even independent. And how the people think about that. So remember, if you're dealing with an energy of anything that's negative, everybody in that energy system, energy field on the timeline of that are going to have that energy to you. That's how people do spells on people. People pray and put energy like in this web of energy. You could call it a cloud. I'll just use the word cloud to make it kind of easy to visualize. If people pray to the cloud and the cloud gets bigger and bigger and bigger, then somebody can direct the energy from that cloud onto somebody else. So that's how people do spells. So if you're connected to a timeline with a given party, Democrat or Republican, the independent didn't, you know, get much, so that we really can't go into that too much. But the other two are where the clashes were. Then you have the people bailing out of those parties too, or voting differently. So you have a lot of chaos out there because those timelines have been taken down. So I want to thank people listening who are doing timeline crashing for the last couple of weeks maybe. If you notice, the clouds typically are all fractured now. So if you're hooked into a timeline and that timeline got disintegrated, well, you may be having a problem with your own emotional stability because aliens no longer are controlling you. That's the way you need to look at it. Once the timeline gets dissolved, it gets broken up, and you can see it in the clouds, then all of a sudden you go, wow, I don't feel too well. You know, maybe you feel even angry because you're not being controlled by something and you don't know what to do with your freedom. Anyway, anything you want to add, Michelle?
Well, I have to say I feel the same way because I'm not looking at the timelines of somebody acting politically correct. Something's definitely changing. I know that, you know, there's other things that I'm looking at, which is the fact that, you know, there's a corporation to run, so now we have a businessman who's hopefully going to take over. I hope he has some really good guards and people that test his food. So... But, yeah, I think it's interesting. We have somebody that wrote in, they said, during the night, I felt like I was battling, was awakened, and felt it had something to do with the election. So,
yeah, very possibly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I felt really good this morning. It was very peaceful and had a lot of space. So whatever was there causing mind control, whatever, or whatever it was left. So,
good.
and, you know, dealing with, still battling in Antarctica a little bit. So I can't get too much into that. But that's kind of what's going on. I have to check again to see if I could say something. When I was talking to one of the gentlemen, he said it was top secret, so I didn't want to disclose too much more, you know, what I saw there and stuff. But what I think happened, we probably cleaned out when we went there, whatever that was, say 2 weeks ago or something. I think we cleaned out around the 5 mile radius from the hotel Arctic Hilton there, what I would call it. And then everything else, you know, was there. I saw their tunnels, but we didn't need to go any further. Now I think other forces are there checking out what happened, because the whole area was, like, vibrating as we were probably doing stuff there, and they came to see what's going on. And I think there's probably maybe a large force there from all the countries there. But, anyway, that's a check just to see. I don't want to deal with it right now. I don't want to make any, and then other people copy what I say and stuff, and, you know, it's, I don't want to get into it, but I think there's still a lot going on there. This is like probably number one things that are happening right now is over there on a new territory. So anyway, back to you.
Well, so Rob, would you say that a lot of people... How is it going with the clones? Were they supporting one side over another? Are people disappearing? Are things looking any different out there?
I know a lot of people were saying that they were vanishing out of their area, that they can still do copy and pasting. So even, you know, the clones that are here could have left, but they could be copy and pasting another older hologram in front of you, making you think that you see a lot. So I don't know. The ones that they captured are gone. And the I'm changing the jurisdiction on that, the race that wanted to get them. But I can't swear to it, but it felt like it was maybe something to do with Orion or something. But we're watching the alien races, who is doing this here. And the clones that are now being taken are going to go to the light, maybe with their own body without light in it, and then we're just going to put them to sleep, and probably later on at some point when ascension time happens or whatever, just recreate the body blueprint with light and give them a spirit. But, you know, the ones that they have taken, we'll go back and probably get a lot of those or most of those if they want to go into the light or not. Looking at it, it first sounded great to get them out of here, but then a lot of the clones wanted to have light put into them, so I thought, well, wait, we better back up here. So we get the ones that they had, because if they want to be slaves, they can, but they'll, you know, they will fall apart probably, you know, 5 years approximately, and, you know, I don't want them to be like cattle, be treated that way. If they, you know, enjoy, you know, doing what they're doing, that's a different thing, but I don't want them to be you know, screwed over by some alien race because they think they own them, you know. That's the way we have been here. So, if you know, I will get them if they want to have a spirit. So we'll, I'm changing the jurisdiction on the race, and they can help me abduct them since they know how to do that easily, but they will go to light. That don't they can have. Anyway, that's it. And I don't want them to be double backed on us here. Have them come in the future. Plus, it would be very, you know, you probably wouldn't want to have a clone looking like you living next door because they have the GPS in your house, out your window, and there you are walking. Oh, yes, you know. So, anyway, back to you.
Okay, so somebody wrote in, they said, can the aliens be trusted to take the clones from the Earth without transferring them to certain areas on Earth?
Yeah. That's why I'm changing that. So I think I answered that already. So.
Yep. You kind of did. You were like, you're looking out for that. And then this is about what has already occurred, but it said, wouldn't it be nice if they had a voting detector to tell whether the individual was an alien, a clone, a human, or a spiritual being for a valid vote at the polls?
Yeah, that'd be good, huh?
I guess. You'd never just, I don't know.
I would probably assume that we're watching the voting machine. I can't say that we were. But remember, the aliens, what they could have done, they didn't want this person to be elected, and we know how they can change time. They could just turn time off, time is off, take that machine itself and change it, and then, for whatever reason, and then put it back in, and then, turn the timeline on over again, and the machine could be altered. That's how you lose your keys, the same thing. No, basically, so they could have did that to the machine. So I think we were watching all the machines so that they wouldn't be tampered with. I can't say that for sure, but I know it was really a busy night during that process. So day and night,
Yep.
Remember, you don't know where you are when you're not here when the time's turned off. That's where you want to be in the now. And turned off and on continuously. And don't know where you are when you're not here. Just think of a sine wave, Starts at zero, peaks, and goes to zero again, and it goes down and goes to zero. So, in one cycle, which is one positive, one negative pulse, you have three states where you're turned off. So, and where are you when you're not here? That's the timeline. That's how it works. Well, back to you. That's frequency. Here we go.
Frequent. Okay. Ron, would you be able to check to see if the Earth is in alignment right now for us?
Earth is fine.
Okay. Good. That's good. Okay. And another listener wrote in, they said, we all need to be reminded that both parties are in duality, and duality is not cool. That's true.
That's correct, uh-huh. Why you want to be in now.
Yeah. Really, there is no choice, but at least, I think we did pretty good, actually. I'm glad. So, somebody wrote in, I was doing timeline crashes for the day of voting on this election day, and I felt very peaceful this morning. Even listening to people who were upset with the outcome, I still felt peaceful, and I agree.
I think there's a lot of programs out there, that people have to release themselves out of, it's hard to say, for myself, I look at it and not being in judgment, it doesn't matter, who got in, they're still going to be head of the corporation. So, mm-hmm. But as people get upset to who's going to be in the corporation, you have the people who wanted Hillary and the ones that wanted Trump, and then the ones that didn't want Trump, but they had to vote for him. They didn't want to have Hillary, or they didn't vote at all. It's quite interesting. But so if you're upset because somebody else got in that you didn't want, let's put it that way, then that means you're still running those timelines. You're on those timelines. You're not at peace. You're going to have all the anger, all the upset of maybe the Democrats with you as you get upset because you're on those timelines. So the process is to get off of those timelines. Remember, just by being on those timelines, since maybe you wanted to have Hillary come in, now you're finding out that she's doing satanic stuff. Okay, and who knows what else is going to come out. So now you're on those timelines. I'd be upset too if I knew I was on those timelines. Because they brought you into it. It's by talking about it. So it's not like, you can just, put your foot or a toe in the water and say, I just put my toe in. I didn't get my whole body bathed in it. No, once you touch it, you're contaminated. So if you're listening and that really doesn't make too much sense to you, you better listen to the program over again. Once you touch something, you're involved with it. Doesn't matter if it's a little bit or a whole lot. whatever that party stood for, and both parties could be doing the same exact thing, you know, at that point, you better get yourself back into the now, because you're being controlled with the mindset. Now, if you start getting out of that mindset and getting yourself freed up, being on the timelines that are controlling you, this is probably what's happening, too. The people are upset because the controlling timelines and those handlers out there are no longer going to handle them. They go, oh, shit, I don't want my freedom now. You know, it was really bad what I heard about. How could I even relate to that? And I don't believe it, but that's what's happening. You're being freed off of the timelines that the person and party represented. And, you know, how deep is the rabbit hole, you know? But like Donald Trump said, they're to clean out the swamp. Well, what kind of monsters are in that swamp? And, you know, probably both parties are in that swamp, probably trying to scramble out of the swamp. So you're going to be hearing a lot, depending on how far he wants to go with this here. Anyway, that's the whole thing. And you're tied into it. You're tied into those timelines. Oh, just like I said earlier, you know, it's like having the cloud out there when somebody does a spell and they get that energy from that big cloud of billions of people or billions praying into that cloud. That's very powerful, and you're attached to it. If somebody hooks you up to it, they can, you know, control you. Maybe the people who are really angry about what happened, you know, they are losing the programs that they were attached to. They don't like losing the programs. Another way of looking at it. So anyway, for me, it doesn't make any difference. You know, I'm not judging anything like that. So
yeah.
It all depends how where you are. And the more angry you are, it means that you're really involved with more programs. Better get them off you. What you don't know can kill you. So back to you.
Okay. So I just wanted to clarify, Ron, I haven't read any of the emails or whatever that controversy was. I just know that there was something going on. But were you saying that you had read something and they alluded to some activities that she was doing or somebody was doing?
It's on WikiLeaks, yeah.
Oh.
I imagine that the mainstream media is not going to mention it whatsoever. WikiLeaks
right.
talked about emails doing that they were doing some kind of spirit something or other. And I first heard that they have a menstrual blood and sperm and maybe some body parts or something, and then they would paint a wall with it for their intent. You know, I don't know, but, you know, these parties aren't, you know. One email was with the lady. I don't even want to bring this crap up, but one lady, they have these hot tub parties or something, you know, having sex. So one lady wanted to offer her 7, 9, 11-year-old children to this so they could all have fun. And these are the people that are in the government in control.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, who knows how far it goes, you know. That was there. That was one of the WikiLeaks. And there's something watching Alex Jones. He just, it's like a shock, you know, because he's Christian. And all of a sudden that goes against Christians. You know, who wants to have satanic stuff? You got stuff of trying to be good, we'll just say that the Jesus is a Christian scenario. And then you have the opposite of that, which the Christians don't want, is satanic stuff. You got the good versus evil right there in your face. And that's what they were doing. So that's what came across there. It was like, and he was like crying and couldn't believe what he heard and how awful it is and how corrupt the government is and how they're doing this. And anyway, it just goes on and on. I don't want to get into it, but I just felt it interesting, and as I watched this stuff and watched him have all these reactions to it. So, anyway, that's what came about, all some of the emails. Who knows,
wow.
It could be even worse. Back to you.
Yeah, it's interesting. I know you don't want to talk too much about it, but I'm just going to say this, and then we'll go on to another subject matter, but I have not only heard those things before, but I've been hearing them for a long period of time from many sources, that it is, I definitely concur that those things are occurring. So, anyway, okay. I guess if you want to protect yourself from, you know, whatever might happen, I would definitely suggest get the curses, hexes, spells clearing for yourself just in case there's something happening. Plus, Ron is going to be doing a clearing for any physical issues that may have occurred from that type of activity happening in your life. He's going to do that as a special healing sometime in the next couple months. A good one to have, and also the dark side practitioner, and that would include anyone just, you know, thinking bad thoughts towards you. That's a great one to have. They're both very good, very effective. I really cannot recommend them enough. So, well, Ron, we have a listener, and they want to know, when we ascend, will we be restored to 100% spirit?
Let's put it a different way. Ascension time comes, whatever you have with your spirit is already whole and complete, okay? So what you have lost, which we'll just say is 99% of yourself, that won't make any difference. So your spirit, doesn't matter how big it is, it's once it's a spirit, then it can go into another life form. So it doesn't matter if you have a teaspoon or 20 gallons of your spirit energy, you know, the teaspoon is still fine, and that's what you're going to be using for your next creation. So don't worry about that. Thank you.
So worrying about it would be in duality in and of itself.
Yeah, and you can't do anything about it. There's no remedy. No. People do stupid things, you know, and so you lose part of your spirit, you know, and that's, that's just the way it is. So that's why the lights are turned off on the planet, because they don't want the darkness to attach to it too much. The more lights you put out, the more the darkness is probably going to want to come to take it away. By turning it off, all of a sudden, instantly, you have to look at it like an electromagnet. You probably have all had that experience in maybe grade school or something. You just take some wire, wrap it around a nail or iron bar, and you put some voltage on it, and all of a sudden you can pick up iron filings and different things. You know, anything that's metal will be picked up, which is the ferrous metal. Well, then you release undo the power, and the thing falls down after you have it infected. So that's sort of why the light's turned off. So the light turned off, there's no light here for the aliens to really attach themselves to. And that's why it's becoming a little more peaceful. So if I turn the light on again to the planet, then they would be drawn here, kind of like a moth to the flame, you know. So it's turned off. And it's more peaceful. That's why that's the case. If you use your own energy and started doing a lot of healings out there, you could draw more darkness to you because aliens are looking for light. So just keep your energy to yourself. Don't try to give anything energy because that might be detrimental. All of a sudden, you know, you have a big spotlight going on. And people have asked me about this in the past quite a few times. They go, Ron, you know, I'm getting more peaceful. I have more light energy, and I feel like maybe I'm under attack more. Well, that's kind of like a no-brainer in a sense. Yeah, it could be, but just keep your energy to yourself. Don't emit it. You know, do the shrink wrap or whatever and just stay peaceful. And don't go out and promote anything so that they can find you. Anyway, that's... another way of kind of looking at that. Yeah, if I put the light back on, we'll be drawing many, many aliens here we don't even know anything about, so I'm just keeping it off so they cannot come here. Like I said, with the electromagnet, you turn it on, it attracts the metal, you turn it off, it drops away. So right now, that's what ascension is, basically. The light gets turned off so that the darkness falls away. It can't be connected to nothing there to connect to. Well, they want to use the light from the planet and make the planet into a host. I don't want that anymore, so it's turned off. Back to you.
Oh, fantastic. I wonder how long it'll have to stay off for them to stay away and to completely get bored and lose interest.
And remember, your own light that you have, your spirit energy, does not need to be replenished, okay? So it can go on forever without having light to it. But if the planet's turned off and whatever is here on the planet that has light already in it, just say like a tree, for instance, it's not going to die because the light's turned off. It has light in it already. It's just using its own energy system. It's self-propelling. It keeps going and going and going. Oh, it can't be taken away unless something steals it. So back to you.
Okay, yeah, that's a very interesting visual. Okay, we have a really good testimony that somebody wrote in. And it says, I was able to spend about 12 days in a paradise setting, an island that is 80% rainforest, and a few highways and inhabitants per square mile, unlike where I live now. I was able to feel the benefits of over 5 years of Creation Lightship clearings. I noticed there were very few obstacles and hurdles to overcome, had excess energy, and moved effortlessly to accomplish the goals of the business trip. I felt marvelous to be in a place that has less density and mind energy. My body resonated well with life there. I felt very heart-centered and in the now all the time.
Yeah, that's very good. Another way of stating that, more people you're around, the more you're going to get all that mind chatter, whoever's doing that, okay, and then that takes you away from your peace. So, you know, connecting a little more dots here, you know, I can say, hello, why do you think people take vacations once a year, you know, to try to get away from their work environment, the people around them, so they try to go up into the boonies, someplace, typically, and hopefully, you know, you're not going to find your neighbor there, too, you know. But that's why people take vacations, to get away from that energy that they're used to having every day, to get recharged up. For some people, just being away for 1 week, getting rid of everything around them that they're used to, can charge them up for a whole year. Back to you.
Yes, nature's great. That's why I like to take walks in nature. I always feel, I do feel like, oh, this is it. this is just it. There's nothing to strive for. It's just I'm here and I feel at peace. So it is really nice. Right now I have the opportunity to do that a lot because I live in a place that has a lot of nice forests and walks and the weather's pretty nice. So that's really good. Okay, we had somebody write in about the election and how that went. And I'm just trying to read it over a little bit. It's quite a few paragraphs. And I think it kind of talks about how people are a little concerned that Mr. Trump put up kind of was not very politically correct, basically. I'm trying to read through the rest of it.
Is it too hard to read it word for word?
Well, it's pretty, I can try, and if you want to say something, go ahead and interrupt me. Okay, it says...
Oh, and I could say, you know, everybody has their own way of thinking.
Yeah.
Okay? So, you know, like I said, programs are running in everybody, okay? So is the program that you're running in, we'll just say, an hour from now, we'll just use that for a term. So maybe the program on the timelines run for 5 minutes in an hour from now. And then after 5 minutes, you have another 5 minutes of different programs. So that's what the aliens do, is run programs on people. That's timeline crashing. That's why you do timeline stuff. So you're running, getting rid of programs. So as far as making something more verbatim, And, you know, it's not going to be in stone. And things are mutable, and it changes. And all prophecies are 100% correct on that timeline. Everything happens when somebody gets that information. It's like the thing of California dropping into the ocean, you know, years ago. Did that happen? Of course it happened. But were you there? No, you were on a different timeline. So as far as, like I said, you know, if you're upset with the election, then you better go inward and get off those timelines. Because you got hooked up to timelines that you have no business being hooked up to. That's a great validation. So did you screw up? Probably not, but somebody put you on those timelines. Maybe your parents did, you know? Maybe you're a Republican, for instance, and didn't like to have Trump come in, who's a Republican, so you voted Democratic. And, you know, you're a Republican, maybe because, you know, maybe you have a couple of generations or more of everybody in your family. Maybe you got a bunch of brothers and sisters, and they're all Republicans, and you decided to vote Democrat. So right away, you're bucking that system. You're bucking the timelines. So if you're upset about anything at all, it's you. You just discovered that you have this negative energy in you, these programs that you want to release. What a gift. The more angry you are, that means that you're down the rat hole even further. You need to do clearings on yourself to get off of those timelines. You shouldn't be on any timelines. And the same timelines are putting you into slavery. So, you know, it's just showing you how much of a slave you are. The more angry you are, that shows you that you're deeper down the rat hole and you're a great slave. And that's what it is. So you want to become free. You want to be in the present moment without any way to choose duality whatsoever. So you're just choosing more of a duality because you don't like it. Remember, you're in duality when you choose something and select and you get upset. So, you know, as far as what somebody said or whatever else, you know, it hasn't happened yet. They're just words. You know, why take words that you heard from somebody, you know, as truth for the future? You're creating a future timeline for yourself for more enslavement. You know, you want to be in the present moment. Oh, that's just showing duality. I'm sure there's people out there who have, maybe the people that on either side, you know, of the election. And, you know, one side is upset and one side is happy. But, you know, the bottom line is they're probably all exhausted. And if you're on the losing side, you have all that negative energy coming to you from everybody who lost. So you better wake up and get yourself off of those timelines. It'll drag yourself right down. So that's what I can say. As far as somebody promised you, you know, you always get all of your Christmas gifts that you wanted when you were a child. Probably not. And you thought that you were good enough to have them and that it was promised to you, but you never got it. It makes no difference. All you can do is be in the present moment with your life, and maybe Mr. Trump has another way of looking at things as a business person versus, you know, a politician, and he may change something and may not be tied up with all the underhanded stuff that's there, but it still makes no difference. Where are you? You know, are you upset because of that? Like I said, maybe you don't want to be taken off of the corrupted timeline that you got hooked up to. So just have some peace. Get into the present moment. Like I said, if you want to have world peace, everybody needs to do the mind-to-heart drop. That's the bottom line. Get into the present moment. None of that crap is even real to you. Otherwise, you're on timelines. So if you like being on timelines, then you must like suffering. Because it will take you down that rat hole forever. Back to you.
You know, ages ago when I was faced with the option of should I vote for the next president, and this was many years ago, somebody said, it always surprises me how people don't even vote for their local politicians and leaders when those decisions affect you a lot more directly than the presidential election affects you. And I would have to say that's true. And I'd have to say that I still vote probably like most people do, which is the presidential election, but not for my local officials, even though what they implement might affect me more directly. So, yeah, it doesn't really need to affect you at all if you're not on that timeline. So,
Yeah. So what I discovered when I first voted one time, I don't even know when that was, you know, it was being probably the 60s. And what was surprising when I went to vote, I saw all these names that I didn't know who these people were. And so if I didn't meet them myself and know them personally, how can you choose somebody that you don't know? So I just thought, man, this is a waste checking these things off here because I don't know who they are. You know them personally? Did you shake their hand? Are they your neighbor? How do you know? You know, if you don't hear anything about them at all, I thought, man, this is really weird. So that's what happened. Back to you.
Okay, so one of our listeners wrote, if I choose to listen to observations about something, for example, the election, but I don't react to it, am I put on timelines?
Well, you could be slightly on a timeline, but if you don't react to it, that's good because you know that you're not affected by it. Well, I would say typically, if you don't react to it, you're not going to be on the timeline. The aliens aren't going to want you. If you do react, then you know you got to do some clearings. So that's the bottom line. Like I said, you know, when you react to something, whatever it is, like even going to a movie and you start crying or jumping around or terrified, you know you got something inside of you that you want to get out. That's blocked energy. If you hear something and just, you know, I was watching all that stuff, you know, just to see what's going on, and, you know, I didn't react to any of it. So I reacted a little bit to the Satan thing, and wow, that's really something, you know. But I think, well, they all do it anyway, you know. This is the high tech of the elite, you know, doing all this stuff. And that's what the Masons have, you know. The Masons, when they get up high enough, they realize that they're, you know, doing the Satan stuff, you know. Satan's their god, so that's that. And you know, most of these occult things are that anyway. So you're choosing from something that the fake Jesus to the other, but just the way it is. Where are you? You know, you're gonna release yourself from this or not? So you want to be, you know, in the present moment. That's the whole thing. Present moment. Back to you.
Somebody wrote in, the Buddha says, I don't care. LOL, this is about the election. Hilarious. Okay. Let's see here. Someone says, this planet is in duality, isn't it? So this means you are not going to, what? Let her read the message.
The planet's not in duality, but the humans and the clones and the life forms here are judging, which can actually contaminate the planet. So you're charging the energy on the planet, which can cause harm to the planet. But the people are the ones that are in duality, as you're thinking. Back to you.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to think what we can talk about next. Ron, we had a request for a healing for throat issues. Could we do anything for that?
That would clearly be the alien oxygen. Oh.
Okay.
The alien oxygen is causing a throat problem for you. Everybody should try Right now, they go to their computer, go to the website, and I'll give you 2 minutes here, and click on the alien oxygen query. And I think the option's different colors. Just maybe pick the burst one that's there and run that query right now. And you can comment on it, how you feel, maybe on the show on Friday. Maybe you have a throat issue of inhaling something and it's been caught in your throat with the oxygen. Back to you.
Yes, that's interesting. I have noticed different days, strange things going on. So I will run that one too. That's a great suggestion. And that is one of the free healings that Ron has on his website on the left-hand side under free sample healings. But they're full healings. They're not really sample healings, but they are free. And it says, alien oxygen code removal. And I noticed, Ron, that is such an interesting one. You can choose just one color, or you can choose up to three colors. And is there a difference?
Well, just say hypothetically that if we only have three alien races, so you have three ways to take out the control of each individual alien race that's connecting to your oxygen, probably through nanotechnology or something. Well, that's you need to do other things too there, but that's kind of one way to look at it here. And how's that going to affect you? You know, have bad air that you're breathing. No, maybe you get a sore throat, you know? Well, maybe you have a throat condition. That's from the poor alien oxygen that you're breathing brought into you to contaminate. How's the time doing, Michelle?
Well, it is 57 after
the hour. We got to get off then. So I'm still running on my analog clock. I have the digital. I got to use that for my programs, but I'm still on analog time. I'll be on that for probably a week and a half or so. So I'm not using the control medium of what time it is. Just going by what my body likes, and I wake up at a certain time and go to sleep at a certain time, and the sun starts to go down, then I know that it's getting dark out. I don't care what time it is. It makes no difference to me. I don't want to be stuck in a time loop and being controlled by time. Plus, I live out of time anyway. So here we go, everybody. Mind a heart drop? So here we go. So anyway, if you feel anybody angry, upset with the election, well, now you know how deep they are down the rat hole, how many programs they got to release from themselves. Oh, it could be 6 months of clearing to take this stuff off you that you have for your whole lifetime. Here's the mind a heart drop. So we do this by commanding our spirit. So you first say out loud, I now command my spirit, take the thoughts in my head, pop them into my heart. That's simple. Count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Everybody, thank you. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, listeners, for listening. Good evening, everybody. Blessings.